Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Sats Cooper, the past president of Psychological Society of South Africa. Dr. Sats, good afternoon to you.
Hi Gary, how are you doing?
I am very well, and yourself?
Excellent, excellent, despite all that the turmoil around us.
Despite all the turmoil, absolutely. I so agree. So today we're talking about boundaries, and I was really looking forward to this discussion. Let's maybe kick off with a question. Has the digital age sort of blurred the boundaries between our work and personal lives, particularly with COVID, where it's sort of all gelled into one?
Yes, I think the two events almost combining at a particular time has impacted on all of us in immeasurable ways. And they have taken their toll in different ways, but they also have opened up new possibilities, because some companies, I don't know whether it's going to work, are talking about four-day weeks, for instance. The difficulty, though, is that most of us are left with new issues, because working from home, as you know, when you're at home and everyone else is at home, the boundaries and the ability to focus on what you need to focus get blurred, because everybody, you know, home becomes work, work becomes home, and the twain does meet, and it's not good for everyone, unless you know you've been a person working from home, you've created your own space, you've created your own boundaries, the kids, everybody else understands that. But COVID thrust us into a new environment, and the digital age has made people work more. Working from home, as you know, if you work from home, you tend to work more than you would if you went to the workplace, because there are more defined hours. Unless you work overtime and you devote a little extra time going earlier and leave a little later. But generally, you know, that is my space, that is my time to work. And hopefully you don't take work home. But the mixing of the two can create serious problems, and you know, lots of conflict can happen. But also stress levels, anxiety, and just being on edge all the time, because every little ping with a notification of an email or something else on your device makes you want to respond to it and feel you need to respond to it, even if it's midnight.
Absolutely. I think what you've just said, it's so true, because in your personal space, you're giving up all your time and you get that ping, you get that alert, and you... yeah, I need to just have a quick look. And what's even worse is people expect you to respond. And it just seems the whole etiquette thing around communication and how you respond and when you respond, everything's become blurred. It's sort of, you're just available 24 hours a day. And the question is, how do you ensure that your personal space is respected? And how do you establish a boundary for that?
Well, look, one is if you don't have a clear idea of who you are and what you're doing and in relationship to your work and whoever you're answerable to at work, that can become a serious problem. So it's always important to say to whoever you're dealing with that actually this is a time when I have to do X or Y. Whether it is taking that break, whether it is actually working and somebody is looking over your shoulder, or in this case, through the Ethernet, asking you when the deadline is at 7 o'clock, they're asking you already at 6 o'clock, are you ready? And you don't need that, you know. So there needs to be a compact that the people in that job or in that work environment need to agree on certain basic rules. In some jurisdictions, these are legislated so that you cannot email your staff after hours. You cannot send them texts after hours.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. So that's becoming, you know, in advanced economies, that's becoming normative. But I think also sometimes staff get roped into that rat race and they feel needed because, you know, the CEO or the PA to the CEO sent a message and wants to know if this is happening and so on. So you feel, instead of feeling annoyed, you feel, well, I'm relied on. You know, it's bizarre, but I'm relied on. Forget the stress and other things that may come with it. So it's important to have that peer relationship, clear understanding of what is required, when it is required, and that you will get on, Gary will get on and finish the work on time. No need to check up on you, you know, because hasn't he got better things to do than checking up on you? The deadline will come, you'll meet it. Why should you not meet it? So I think other people's anxiety often can intrude on your own well-being and in turn make life difficult for you. So these are things we need to mediate in a decent way. And sometimes it may just be important to say to that person, boss or not, that, listen, I have done my work on time, et cetera, and I'd appreciate it if you allow me to do this work, but in your own way, say that, not in as stern as I'm putting it.
Yeah, not in an offensive
way. You know, so that they can also, you're teaching them how to deal with their issues and not dumping off on you. But in the work environment, encroaching on the home environment, that becomes a massive issue. And I think we've seen that over the last couple of years or more, especially with the high impacts of COVID, lockdowns, et cetera. You know, you look back on it and say, we survived. We survived the worst. I did not think I would get through it. I did not think my husband, my wife, my partner, my kids, my parents would get through it. But we all came through it. We lost people. We lost some good people. Others suffered. But we are alive. And we need to focus on how do we do things better, given the traumatic experience all of us all over the world experienced during this time. How do we make things better for us? How do we restore our common humanity, that sense of being with myself and with others on the same page, treating myself in the same way I would treat others and vice versa? So getting back to the basics of what is it to be human, what is it to commune together, whether it is socially, whether it is religiously, whether it is just as friends or associates, but just getting to that human touch is critically important, because we all human beings, and we require, most of us at least, the overwhelming majority of us, require that human touch. And the more we can think through and invest in that, I think the post-COVID period will become better for all of us everywhere.
And unfortunately, Doctor, we are out of time. Dr. Sats Cooper, the past president of Psychological Society of South Africa.